The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Hello and welcome back to Empowering Excellence. I'm Art Sterrett, your host, and I'm here with Frankie Ramos, my co-host. How are you doing, Frankie?
How are you doing? I'm doing good. How are you doing? Good morning. It's still morning.
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
You getting ready for the holidays?
Yeah. I just keep reminding myself that the mission is to spend time with family and friends and make memories.
That's a great mission.
Yeah. How are you doing for the holidays?
You know what? I'm actually trying to get ahead of things this year. Last year, I was that guy shopping on Christmas Eve.
Yep, that's me all the time.
This year, I've actually started.
Wow.
I'm on it this year.
All right.
Now I'll see if I can keep that up and totally be ready in time for Christmas. We'll see. I'll let you know.
Before you know it, it's here. I'm looking at that calendar, Mark and Day's office. They go by.
Can you believe this is episode 10?
I can't. It seems like we just started not too long ago, and I think we all had a vision for what we thought this would be. At one point, we thought, oh, maybe we'll do one a quarter. And now look at us. It's like one every month. But I love it. I enjoy it. I think it's a great way to connect. Today, we're going to be talking about inspiring a mission mindset. And that's something that the team here at NavWAR has really been focused on. The effort really has taken off and gained traction between last fiscal year and going into this fiscal year that we're in now, 24.
Being a part of the Navy and being a part of NavWAR, we really have a unique mission that we can all be proud being a part of. And I think that's, as you pointed out, that is so important. What does mission mindset mean to you?
I felt like that was going to be a question, so I did prepare a little bit this time. I have a couple of thoughts on that. Mission mindset to me, first and foremost, like, you know that game where they say, they throw out a word and you have to immediately, what do you associate with it? Mission mindset is putting the warfighter first. If you break it down a little bit, what's the importance of just having a mindset? In this case, a mission mindset. For me, it is establishing your reason, what your purpose is. And it also helps formulate, what is the goal? What are we working towards? Because you don't just want to grind to grind. You want to grind and eventually kind of be rewarded by saying, check that off. We accomplished it. We completed something. And then you start the grind again and you find a new goal, right? I think mission is ever so important because it provides a good grounding foundation to remind you why you're doing something, why you're having this meeting, why you're building this presentation. So yeah, that's what mission mindset means to me. What does it mean to you? Because I have a different perspective, I think, because I am a true civilian, never served in any of the armed forces. My whole career has been in public service for Department of Navy. So I'm interested to hear from you because you have been on both sides, active duty and now serving as civilian. What does it mean for you?
I often tell people that I've been in the Navy my entire life.
Yeah.
Because my dad was in the Navy.
That's
so I was
right.
The proverbial Navy brat. I went to the Naval Academy and then I was on active duty for 25 years, and now I'm a Navy civilian for the last several years. So the Navy mission, the defense of our nation is just so important. I like being a part of something that's bigger than myself mm-hmm. and something that I feel is so important, not just to me, but to every American. And I think it's kind of a rallying cry for NavWAR employees. Hey, we're part of the Navy mission. You know, we may not put a uniform on every day, although we do have a lot of people who put the uniform on every day. It's an opportunity to serve the nation, to provide the Navy warfighters with critical information warfare systems that are only growing in importance as we plow into the future. And so the demand for NavWAR systems is growing every day. And I think what we do is really important.
Mm-hmm.
And that alarm goes off at 5 a.m. I have no problem jumping out of bed. So,
that's what's important though, right? You want people to be passionate about the mission.
Right.
You want people excited to come to work and do the job that they're here to do.
Right.
I'm excited today because we have a guest with us and his name is Mr. Mike Spencer. He's the Executive Director for Fleet Readiness Directorate. And Mr. Spencer has been leading the effort with regards to inspiring a mission mindset here at NavWar. So welcome, Mr. Spencer. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, Frankie and Art. I thank both of you for creating the opportunity for me to be able to come here today and share my thoughts on mission mindset and what our team is doing out there to help inspire the mission mindset across our entire enterprise. The big piece there is making sure that our workforce really understands what that fleet mission is there, as well as making sure that they feel a belonging and an understanding of how they contribute to that mission. And as you said, being part of something bigger than they are. That's what, you know, world-class organizations really do in trying to get to a culture around their mission.
This is so important to NavWar and the Navy that we've made it part of our strategic plan. And you happen to be the champion for that strategic objective to foster a mission mindset in the workforce. Could you talk a little bit about what is in that initiative and how important it is?
Sure. Let's make sure that we all understand where our North Star, our end state that we're trying to get to. And that end state was going to be culture and how we could create a cultural change around all of the activities that we had planned to do that made sure that they really understood the fleet mission, but even more importantly, how they contributed to that fleet mission. Because in having that understanding, there's a better possibility that there will be ownership and connection to the warfighter when they have that equal understanding. We went for what the three main dimensions were of the mission mindset, and it was in communications, it was in mission competency training, and also mission engagement. With the communications, we started with a communications plan that has guided us all the way through where we are today. And then the mission engagements, those have been a real huge success. We have the opportunities there to get folks that have never stepped foot on a ship. The other thing that we're doing is we're making sure that we take advantage of the cycle that we go through in both pre-deployment and post-deployment, where we have opportunities to visit the ships with more of our technical people to get feedback on what's actually going on, how the modernization's going, how the training is going, if there's things in cyber that we need to address. It's just making sure that we have those ships ready to go and they are mission capable.
So it sounds like your team is doing some amazing work in embedding that mission mindset into the culture.
We are. It's a series of activities around those three main areas of communication, training, and fleet engagement. We make sure that all of them kind of flow together, that there's pieces in the communications part that connect to the engagement. There's the training piece that connects to the engagement. And so I think all of those things, when you start putting it together, get us to where I think we can get to an end state where there's a better understanding. And
NavWar's commitment to mission mindset, you know, really highlights that if you come to work for NavWar, you're not just coming here for a job. You're here to be part of the Navy. Mm-hmm. NavWar is 11,000 plus people strong across the globe, providing critical warfighting capability to our sailors and Marines all around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I was just thinking, as you're talking about kind of the pieces of the puzzle, Mike, yeah, the three anchors that you put Inspire Mission Mindset on. So I think what NavWar has done and your team has really done a good job at is developing products that we can in turn use to attract and entice and recruit the next generation coming up and getting them to understand this is an employment opportunity. This is out here. We need you. Here's what you get if you consider joining the NavWar team. We just hosted a science, technology, engineering, mathematics.
You go. Way to go.
Look at that. It got that acronym.
You can do acronyms if you can spell them out.
Yeah. So we just hosted a STEM career shadow day a couple of weeks ago with a lot of college students from San Diego State. I think it was San Diego City and maybe even Mesa Community College. And I was so pleasantly surprised and touched that I got an outreach from one particular student from San Diego State. And his email to me was, in so many words, thank you so much for the opportunity to come, because we were able to take them on a ship tour. We were able to show them our C-Strike 2043. And it was at the end of that email that I said, the team accomplished what we set out to do, because we always talk about, if you come to public service, you come to Department of Navy to be a civilian, is our mission. This particular student said, it was amazing to hear all of the briefs, get all of the education, go on the ship tour, probably never would have had an opportunity to do that, and see that NAVWAR's workforce is truly all marching in the same direction to that North Star that you were talking about, Mike. And he said, I want to be a part of that. And I said, well, smack the table, because that's it. Those are the people we want.
That was a great event, and a great job by your team putting that on, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you. Thanks.
You mentioned that you had a mission mindset short story that you wanted to share before we closed out the podcast.
When President Kennedy visited NASA back in the early 1960s, and we were on the race to the moon, and he was walking through the halls with a kind of a guided tour, and he came upon a janitor who was just sweeping the floor, and President Kennedy walked up to him and said, Hi, I'm Jack Kennedy. What do you do here? And the man just quickly said, Hey, I'm here to help put a man on the moon. That had ingrained in the culture all the way down to the deck plate, mm-hmm. from the highest leadership in NASA all the way through. That janitor understood that he was creating value in helping to put a man on the moon. He connected with something that was bigger than him or even his job, mm-hmm. but he knew that he was contributing. And so he was able to put a focus on that and understand where his place was and how he contributed. Right.
Fantastic, Mike. As we do these podcasts, one of the questions I always like to ask everybody at the end is, if you were talking to a prospective NAVWAR employee and maybe thinking about it in the context of mission mindset, what would you say to them?
I would say that you will not make a mistake coming to work here, because you are going to love what you do. You are going to feel a connection with the fleet and the warfighter in what you do. And that's going to create value for both you, and it's going to inspire you to be able to support that mission and create value towards that with your contributions.
That was well said. That was pretty good.
NAVWAR is an incredible place to work. We have so many opportunities here, whether you're an engineer, an IT professional, a program manager, whether you're in the budget world, the legal world, the logistics world, we have something for you here. And we have a great mission, and people and our nation depend upon us here. So if you're looking for a place to come work with a big mission and a big future, NAVWAR and the Navy is the place to be.
That's right.
Mike, thanks so much for being here today.
Well, thank you. And again, I appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk about what we're doing on Mission Mindset.
Well, keep up the great work. The NAVWAR workforce is very thankful for it, and the future NAVWAR workforce will be thankful as well. Frankie, I guess we won't chat again until after Christmas. So, well, we'll probably chat. We just won't have a podcast.
Yeah, we'll have a podcast. Yeah, great job. I really enjoyed this one. It was good.
It was very good. Well, everybody, thank you very much. We will see you at episode 11 in 2024. Everybody have a great day. Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NAVWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NAVWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh, our digital media specialist who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.